Shut the fuck up, Sean Connery.
Hey guys, it's Chad from Me and the Bean. I'm playing catch up. I just listened to Power Surge from back on 6/11, I think. And I wanted to thank you for congratulating us on the baby, and thank you for playing our promo. And I had a message for Joe, but I've forgotten it. I forgot what I was going to say. But, you know, in reference to Amber, it seems like somebody's a David Cross fan.
Joe, you like Switzerland?
I like Switzerland. Cold.
Cold?
Like my heart. What's up?
Welcome to this Thursday edition.
What?
Of iHeartSnacks.
Thursday. Thursday edition?
Yeah.
This is like,
we'll have a show on Saturday.
You good?
You won't be here.
You doing a show without
right.
me?
It's going to be the best show ever.
What? Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I'm glad you're going to show on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be here on Saturday.
Where are you?
I'm going to be
Where are you?
I'm right here, right now.
Yeah.
Can you see me?
Isn't that Van Halen song? Oh, fucking hate Sammy Hagar. You know, if there's one person in the world I'd love to punch in the eye, it'd be Sammy Hagar.
Just the eye?
Just the eye. Both eyes.
At the same time, like a little double punch?
Yeah.
Like you throw out both fists?
Yeah.
The douche.
The douche.
That's the name of the move. The douche.
Yeah, the douche. The Gila douche.
For most extreme elimination challenge?
Yeah, MXC.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'd like to punch President Bush right in the head.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe not even punch him. Maybe like, remember in The Princess Bride where Andre the Giant jugs the guy's memory?
Yes.
When he jugs it too hard? I'd love to have Andre the Giant come back from the dead. We'll do a zombie dance over his gigantic grave.
It's not dead, dude.
What?
It's not dead.
Didn't you get that voicemail? From Andre the Giant?
Yeah. He's totally alive.
Alright, let's play that.
Oh, before we play that, let's thank Chad for that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
lovely voice.
Thanks, Chad.
That he left.
Thanks for coming back and listening.
Yeah.
After all that baby news.
The babies.
All right, voicemail now.
I'm not dead. Dope cheese.
Wow, you were totally right. He's not
I told
dead.
You. I told
I'm
you.
I'm sorry, I didn't believe you.
He called us like a couple of days ago. Left that message.
I'm glad he left the message.
He left a message, but how did he leave a message?
He took out this giant cell phone.
Yeah. And what
or
did he,
regular phone.
What did he dial?
And he called 718-304-7855. 5-3. Leave us a voicemail like Chad or Andre the Giant. We'll play it.
Yeah.
I guarantee. You can call up and say, Ben is a big fat pussyhead, and I think someone should kick him in the balls, and then when he's hurting from being kicked in the balls, I think someone should light him on fire. We'll play it. Don't say that about me, though.
But we won't do that, though.
You know, whatever the fans want. We give this a show for the fans. That's our new slogan for you know, the next
for the
year.
Kids. For the kids.
It's made on Saturdays or Thursdays. Shipped out on Saturdays or Thursdays.
Well, and sometimes Fridays or Mondays.
Or Mondays. And it's for the kids.
For the kids.
For the kids.
Speaking of kids, we were called kids on another podcast.
Kids?
Yeah.
Well, how old are we?
I'm at least 60.
Yeah, I'm only 55.
I would like to thank Mom, You're Ruining Our Fort for the shout-out.
The S.O.
The S.O.
Oh, look at that teamwork. Yeah, that's a good podcast. Check them out.
Yeah.
They're on iTunes.
It's not Amber's podcast, yo.
No?
It's everyone at Mommy Ruining Our Fort. That's their podcast.
Right. We just mentioned Amber because she calls us. As our friend.
So, yeah.
And yeah, we go out and see movies at Amber's Theater all the time.
All the time.
Speaking of
we're the guys in the back of the row
uh-huh.
with no pants and a big yeah. trench coat.
Right. That's you. That's definitely you. Speaking of movies.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading a little Entertainment Weekly. Reading a little bit of it. Not a lot,
yeah.
just a little bit. A little mini version.
Mm-hmm. You got the mini version, I guess?
Yeah, I can either get really, really big magazines. You know, like those novelty-sized ones at, like, magazine
yeah.
signings. I
yeah.
get those.
Okay.
Or I get really, really tiny ones that you can fit into, you know.
Like Disney Adventures.
Right.
Disney Adventures.
Like a little Disney Adventures.
Or a TV Guide.
Right.
Or TV Guide, didn't they get TV Guide?
There's a big version now, yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
Reading that. A little about Rocky Balboa. Rocky
what?
6, if you want.
What? That movie?
Did you watch the trailer?
I did. I watched that trailer.
Did you see Adrian in there?
We talked about it, didn't we?
Yeah, we talked about it in the show. Did you see Adrian in there?
Yeah, so.
No, you didn't.
What?
She's not in the trailer. You know why?
Why?
She dies with the woman cancer.
The woman cancer?
The woman cancer.
You mean breast cancer or ovarian?
I don't know. Ask Rocky fucking retard Balboa.
The woman cancer.
Yeah, that's what he says. It's a quote from the movie.
Good boy.
Yeah, wow. I'm going to see it. I'm going to see that movie. I'm going to be there opening night with Sylvester Stallone. I'm going to sit right next to him.
You seriously going to see that movie?
Probably. Why? Not in the theater, maybe. But I'll watch it. I like Rocky.
Yeah, but did you like this Rocky?
I didn't like Rocky 4, 5, and 5. Why would I like Rocky 6?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Speaking, there's, like, no good movies coming out this holiday season.
When's Slither coming out on DVD?
I don't know.
That was a great movie.
That was a good movie.
That was an awesome movie.
It was very good.
Speaking of zombies.
Okay.
Did you see the any gameplay footage for Dead Rising on Xbox 360?
I saw the commercial.
Pretty cool.
We were in the mall?
Pretty cool.
Let me tell you something.
That's our other
thing. If I was going to have an Xbox 360... Totally buy that game. Yeah. That is an awesome idea.
Yeah, very cool. Right. But it's like, you're only in the mall? That's kind of boring.
Yeah, but I think it looks like a lot of intense action.
But still, like...
Graphically, for a 360, it doesn't look that good. But I think it's because there's so much stuff you can grab and throw and...
Yeah. But, like, if it's all in the mall, that would get kind of boring. I mean, the mall is a cool idea. I mean, Dawn of the Dead, cool concept.
Mall?
But...
Yeah, but maybe you can go inside each store. Maybe, like...
Still, it's going to get boring.
Well, you're not going to buy it,
Look at Grand Theft Auto.
I don't
You have a whole city, and it still gets boring.
I think it's fucking boring to begin with. I'm sorry, I never caught on to that.
It's fun, though. For a little
bit. It's fun for 10 minutes when you run people over and beat them up. And that's about it. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm bored here.
Yeah. I hope there's more levels to it, just the mall.
Why don't you call up and ask them?
No.
Do the zombie... You think if you do the zombie dance, that game will get harder?
Probably.
Like, oh my god, they just keep rising.
Dead Rising.
Yeah, so I never finished what I was saying. I'm going to be leaving.
Oh, yeah, where are you going?
A little hiatus.
I think we talked about this one.
Oh. No, I think we deleted it from last show.
Oh, really? Remember?
Last show was our big time
god success.
Show. Let me tell you, the feed has gone up
since that show.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't checked the feed.
A lot of listeners since then.
Yeah?
Divine listeners.
Cool.
Anyway, I'm going to Disney World.
What?
I'm going to Disney World.
Cool.
And I'm going to call
what?
You. I'm going to Disney World.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to call you from there and leave you a little voicemail. Maybe cool. You can add on to, I mean, play on the show you're going to be doing on
Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. No, seriously, I think we're redoing it. Me and Heather recorded a show Tuesday?
I think it was Monday.
Monday? Was it Monday? Okay, Monday. Yeah, it was Monday.
So I'm going to give you a voicemail to play in there. It's going to be an exciting one.
Yeah?
You're hearing it here first.
What?
Exciting news? It's going to be exciting news.
All right.
All right?
Wait for it.
So now you have a teaser.
A little teaser.
You got to listen.
Is this like life-altering news?
Definitely.
Wow.
Definitely. Millions of people will be affected by this news.
Whoa.
Millions. Wow. If not billions.
All right.
Now I'll definitely leave you guys one, if not two or three.
Okay.
Let me try that again. One, if not multiple voicemails.
Cool.
So be careful on that show.
I will.
Because, you know, you put someone else in this chair, you never know. You can't be...
Well,
maybe you have to wear pants next time.
We're probably going to do it over Skype, so I can be totally naked.
Oh, good. About time.
Do you remember a while back when we got those voicemails from Wolf Ferrell?
Yeah, Wolf Ferrell.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wolf.
Yeah.
I remember.
His dad called, though.
Wait a minute. Mr. Ferrell?
Yeah. Will and Wolf's father.
No way. He left us a voicemail?
Yeah. You want to listen to it?
I'm very curious to see what this is about.
All right.
Hey. This is Wolf Ferrell's father. You tell that no good son of a bitch that he has damn good reason not to want to hear Will Ferrell's name. Because I love Will Ferrell. And that's why I kept him. And that's why I gave Wolf to the fucking dogs. Wolf, you're not fit to lick Will's scrotum. When it's bleeding and pussing and scabbing over. We threw you out of our life. So don't you dare try to get publicity by going on the back of your brother, Will. Dope cheese, Wolf. Dope cheese.
Wow.
Some hard feelings.
Big there. News.
Some big news.
Big news. That's kind of scary.
We heard it here first.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
On iHeartSnacks.
Thank you, Chad.
Blogspot.com.
I mean, Will Ferrell's dad.
His name is Chad?
Yeah, it's Chad Ferrell.
Oh, Chad Ferrell. Will Ferrell. Will and Wolf. Yeah. Are they twins, you think? Or?
All right. You know, I always pictured them being Siamese twins.
And they cut him in half.
And they cut it, and it's like, holy shit, one's really ugly. One's like a wolf.
like a wolf. We could probably get Chad Farrell one day on the show.
Probably.
Probably get a big interview.
Probably.
Probably.
If he's up for it.
Yeah.
He's, you know, not busy with the kid and the wife.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Yeah. I'm shocked too.
So, what'd you have for breakfast?
Nothing. I didn't eat anything.
Oh, you must be starving.
I am.
What are we getting for lunch?
I don't know. What do you feel like? Mickey D's?
Maybe some Mickey D's. What was I gonna say?
You were gonna say...
Was I gonna talk about wrestling the other night?
Oh my god.
Was I gonna talk about wrestling the other night?
Wow.
I'm going to.
Joe called me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk about it.
Alright, you talk about it.
Joe called me up. Turn on channel 38.
Frantically.
Yeah.
I never started a conversation with Ben right away. We usually bullshit for about a half hour before we talk.
In fact, we could play some of those voicemails. But,
yes. Well, then, yeah.
We'll end the show with those?
Yeah.
Some voicemails left on our personal lines from each other. Anyway.
Or other people. We don't know who they're from.
That's true. Anyway. So, 38 is what? TNT?
Or USA.
We used to be big wrestling fans.
Yeah. When we were younger, we used to watch like every week.
Now, we'll watch.
Whenever. I was at my girlfriend's house, and her little brother watches every week still, so he had it on.
So he's like, turn on channel 38, and I turn it on, Hacksaw. Hacksaw is on. The guy with the 2x4. The guy who beat cancer with a 2x4.
Ho!
Yeah.
The guy, okay, let me describe, in case you're not a wrestling fan or you weren't around in the 80s. Yeah. Let me give you a little mental picture of what Hacksaw Jim Duggan looks like.
All right.
He's like...
Let's paint the picture.
I'm painting the picture. 6'12".
We'll put it in the album art if they can't really paint it.
Okay. Album art. Hacksaw.
Okay.
He's like 6'12". He's a really tall guy.
Okay.
He used to wear blue shorts. Okay.
A little on the heavy side.
Yeah, big guy. Heavy. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say something blasphemous because I know this whole Chuck Norris thing is really big and funny right now.
Yeah.
Better beard than Chuck Norris.
Yeah, yeah.
Long mullet-like hair.
Yeah.
And he's hanging around a 2x4 and screaming, ho. And he's got a lazy eye at 1.2.
Yes. Genius.
If that's not a great wrestler, I don't know what is.
Like, you can't come up with a better character than that.
No, you can't. Some I'm going to be the retard.
With the 2x4.
And then he started, you know, he loves America, so he started carrying around the American flag as well. Macho Man, rap album. Got one.
What?
He's got a rap album.
Wait, a new album?
I think it's one that's already been released.
Really?
Yeah, he actually raps.
You want to go on the internet and find that?
Maybe.
Like a clip from it?
Let's do that.
Alright.
Whoa. Whoa, my God, we haven't been here in so long.
The internet.
Man, I feel so tingly.
Yeah?
Yeah, what is that, when you feel tingly inside?
I think you're dying.
Oh, God. So let's get to the Macho Man website. Why don't you type that in on
All right, MachoMan.com/... cool rap album.
Alright, let's check it out. Dude. Yeah, alright, he's got a lot of songs here.
Here's one.
Alright, let's pull this.
You wanna play this one?
Let's play this one. Let me press the internet play button.
Okay. Back on the scene, I'll still kick your butt, cause I'm still real mean. Coming with the heat, so don't try to stop me. Refuse to get beat, so y'all can't top me. Still got the fury, still got the fire. The best till I retire, cause that's my desire. But now I flip the script, I'm rapping on the mic. But don't get it twisted, I'm always down to fight. Cause it's in the blood to pass on the legacy. Macho Man from the School of Hard Knocks, remember me. Oh boy.
Oh man.
What happened to him? That was released in 2003. Where were we?
I have no idea. I don't know why that's not on my iPod right now.
Wow. Wow.
God.
It's horrible.
It's like the fall from grace of Macho Man and the Hulk Hogan.
The Hulk Hogan? Yeah.
Well. They were so cool back in the day. Now they're like
reality
TV show and rap videos.
Yeah. Well, this internet's kind of making me a little dizzy.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Let me jump out through the screen.
Whoa. Woo!
Good to be back here in the real world.
Yeah.
Let me get a high five on that one.
All right. So, are we going to close out the show?
I think we're going to close out the show.
Do we? Oh, with our voicemails, right?
Some voicemails.
That we left on each other's phones.
Yeah, so on Saturday, I won't be here.
Yeah, Joe's going to be in Disney World.
Me in Disney World. Give you a little call, a little update.
Probably me and Heather will do a show via Skype.
And not only am I going to call, but other people will probably call.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to call
718-304-7853. Yeah. And they'll probably email us, too.
Where can they email us?
iHeartSnacks@gmail.com. G as in God.
Oh, good.
Not email.
Yeah. At email.com!
At email.com!
Alright. I'm gonna say this.
I heard snacks and Jesus.
Dope cheese.
Yeah, dope cheese.
Alright, dope cheese.
Bye.
Bye.
Next message.
Larry, you fat sack of crap. I'm down here at the bottom waiting for you. Hey! Larry!